He was a shining example of the relationship which existed between members of the Norwich City Police and the public they looked after. Today, I would like to pay tribute to Brian Roberts, a member of the old police force which amalgamated with the Norfolk Constabulary at the end of 1967. Norwich-born Brian, aged 88, has just died and his funeral took place at St Margaret's Church in Drayton. He was one of the ever-diminishing old-time Norwich City police officers. The photograph of the police lineup at the much-loved old swimming gala shows Brian dressed in naval whites, along with colleagues in hilarious fancy dress, others playing the drums and piano on a raft in the pool, with a boarding party approaching in heavy disguise, and a false start in the uniform race. It really looks like a time of much fun and frolics, and sums up the bond of friendship between the city police and members of the public. Brian joined the force in 1950, after serving with the army. He met his wife Elsa. In a time of great privation, immediately after the war, Brian showed great concern and care for Elsa's family. In 1947, they came to England. Brian returned to his old job at the City Hall Treasury Office, but then joined Norwich City Police. As a police officer, Brian was one of the old school, epitomised by Jack Warner of Dixon of Dock Green and the Blue Lamp, caring for and close to his public. He was a great ambassador for the force as a life member of the National Association of Police Officers and the Norwich City Police Association, also the International Police Officers Association. Brian organised a partnership between the City Police in Norwich and Oldenburg in Germany, which resulted in long-standing friendships. Over the years, he served in the patrol, civil defence training and intelligence sections of the force. When Brian returned in 1978, he became a social worker, and many, particularly the elderly, became grateful for his care and consideration. Colleague and friend Maurice Mawson said, "As a police officer, social carer and family man, Brian embodied enthusiasm and cheerfulness. He achieved much in a life of which the Norwich City Police was only a representative part. He will be sadly missed and long remembered. He leaves a wife, Elsa, and daughter, Francisca." This was community policing at its very best, forging a relationship between the force and the people. Large crowds turned up to watch, enjoy and laugh at the Norwich City Police swimming galas or water frolics when just about everyone got a soaking. Before the First World War, they were held at the Old Swan Baths, then at the Lido, the pool at the Samson and Hercules, Lakenham, and finally at St Augustine's, all pools which have now been lost. The 1935 frolic at the Lido attracted a crowd of more than 1,000 spectators, and over the years it became more and more extrovert. The people loved seeing coppers dressed up in appropriate costumes, acting the fool in all kinds of wacky ways. The last gala was held in 1966, anticipating the end of the Norwich City Police the following year.